In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents a voice of truth and inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, light, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, the Divine Heart Specialist and Spiritual and Business Empowerment Coach, Hal Price. And now your host, our MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. I am excited today. Today's Memorial Day, and that's exciting because it makes us all here in America think of things that are important and that sometimes we forget, and that is the people who have come before us and have died in some sense for us and for what we believe. It's also special because we do have Hal on the show, and this is so much of what we have always thought the show was about here at Life Changes. It's about people that are out there making a difference, but not making a difference just in a woo-woo sense, in the sense that they're out healing people per se, although so many of us do that, but so many of us do that in so many ways that are so often not seen, like those of us who are healing, quote unquote, in the business world. And here we have a man who has a radio show that's spiritual and talks about things esoteric, but also in his day job, so to speak, he spends his day with real big business people, big business issues, and dealing with people on a business day-to-day level, and yet healing in ways that the people that he deals with don't necessarily even know. And that's exciting. It's also exciting because today I get to do a show right after this show. I myself have been attracted to the improv work, improv comedy classes, for about 2 years now, ever since we started doing Life Changes. I've been having this feeling like I wanted to take an improv class. And the interesting thing is the reason I thought I wanted to take an improv class is because I thought I wanted to improv my skills as a radio host and as an interviewer, and certainly there is some of that in there, but what I didn't know, which comes from my saying yes, and that's really key here, my saying yes to the thought of doing improv, even though my thought was that I was doing it to improve my skills as a coach, as a radio host. So I said yes. I saw a course that looked interesting. The timing was right. I had these particular Saturdays available during these past couple months. And for 8 weeks, I have been taking an improv class, an improv comedy class. And tonight is our very first improv show, where I get to stand up in front of a live audience and use these improv skills that I have been learning in this improv class. Mm-hmm. Now, it's really special for various reasons. Number one, because I've never done that before, and I'm saying yes. And frankly, I am a little excited because I'm maybe even a little nervous. But the most fascinating thing, and why I'm really, really excited, is because little did I know that the improv skills that I have been learning are so much what Life Changes is all about. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that the first rule of improv is to say yes and. Yes and. Interestingly, I did not follow the first rule of improv, at least instinctually, when I had a scene partner who offered me something ridiculous. She started the scene with what I thought was something ridiculous, that she said, "I love being a porcupine." I said, "I don't." And I said, "And I don't like playing these silly games." Now, I thought I was moving the scene forward by saying, "Okay, I'm going to change it." But in actuality, as life changes, we can't really change something by saying no to it. When we say no, like I said no, it's everything stops. Nothing moves forward. Our imagination shuts down. Our creativity, our desire, everything, not only mine, but my partner's, who was totally shut down when I said this to her. And I wasn't trying to be mean. I thought, okay, well, she started here and I'm going to take it someplace else. But I took it someplace else by saying no. And so the teacher stopped us and said, okay, and here we have broken the first rule of improv. And interestingly enough, he had not taught us that rule yet. And so that was a great opportunity for him to teach us that rule. And so then when we started the scene again, of course she said, I just love being a porcupine, instead of saying something else. And I said, so do I. And then I took the scene someplace else, which ended up being very funny, very fun. It stretched me. I had a great time with it, which I wouldn't have gone if I had said what I originally had said was no. And I thought, well, that's the first rule of life changes. We have situations that happen to us all the time and we say no to them. Now, granted, certain situations that face us, we might not want to engage in them. But if we say no, we shut down to all possibilities about what that actually might be about. Or if we say no, we're going to have a harder time getting out of that situation because all possibilities have just been shut down. So if someone presents us or life presents us with something that we don't think we want to engage in, it's interesting that really the first rule of life changes is to say yes, and I accept, and I move it forward in this way. I wish I could go through all the rules, but there are two there already, the yes and the and, saying yes and then the and part is adding more information. We add to this scene of life what we want to add. This is who I am. I'm presented with, I am a porcupine. Yes, and I am a porcupine too, but I'm a special porcupine, and I'm a special porcupine, and I do this. And all of a sudden, life happens in a way that is controlled by us, and life changes because we have taken control of our porcupineness. We have owned our porcupineness with all its spiny pricks and prickles, or whatever they're called, pricklies, whatever. we own it all. Mm. And we say yes, and I can do this that I never knew I could, or I can do this that I never allowed myself to do. And so as I am learning more about improv, I intend to make that connection with life changes, because isn't life changes, aren't life's changes really improving? Mm-hmm. Isn't improving, isn't going with life changes, honoring life changes, respecting them and accepting them, and being able to move them forward, hopefully positively or joyfully, isn't that really what improv is really all about? And when you're sitting in an audience and you're watching improv happen, you want to see all of this develop in front of you, and you want to have it resolve in a way that makes sense, and you've had fun, or you've learned something, and you've experienced something. Well, if we extrapolate that, that's what life is. Mm-hmm. That here come all of these situations. And in the end, we'd like to see how that person ended up resolving that. I wonder what they're going to do with that. Life just threw that person this curveball. Where are they going to end up? If they say no, it could be the ditch. If they say yes, and it could be one of these success stories that we hear about when somebody says, and this happened to me, and I said yes, and I did this, and here I now am talking to you. Mm. So here we now are sharing this great conversation with somebody who has actually done that and has taken this information and is not only sharing it out into the world through his show and through his courses and all that, but also in the business world through the people he works with and the companies he touches through the marketing that he does. So Hal Price, our guest today, is a perfect person to have started this to be our guest with this monologue having been the introduction. So with that, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be coming back with our guest, Hal Price.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Our show today is called Bringing Heart and Higher Awareness to the Business World. And the reason it's called that is because we have as our guest Hal Price. Now, Hal is a divine heart specialist, a certified soul purpose coach, a practitioner of conscious language, a master numerologist, a spiritual marketer in the business world. He's an author of a new series of a soon-to-be-released empowerment book series for children. And he is also the host of a weekly radio show himself called Miracles by Design. And so by design, we have with us and are happy to Hal Price. Welcome to the show, Hal.
Oh, Filippo, thank you and Mark both for having me. Let me say this first of all. What you just said about the improv is such a beautiful summation of where we are as a race right now growing. Improv is about spontaneity. Spontaneity is about following your heart. And it's also about remembering that we each have a divine gift, if we don't get in the way of a plan, to go say yes to what brings joy into our lives and to be able to go and follow that. What I always say is, if it scares you, do it, because that's where you're going to touch your gift and your greatness. And when you can touch your greatness, you're living your purpose. So that's what I try to tell all my people. Be spontaneous, because that's the feeling. That's the connection with the heart that takes the mind out of saying you cannot or no. Spontaneity with the heart says yes.
Mm. And that's our show for today. Because really, what more can you say? Everything else will be an elaboration and maybe a clarification, because there's just so much there, Hal. And that's so you.
Yeah.
That's so you. You know, interestingly enough, one of the rules of improv is avoid questions. Mm. And I didn't hated it. Because I'm with an engineering background, and I know you can appreciate this.
Yeah.
With an engineering background, my favorite question is, but what, which is not a question in at all. It's just, but is what it really is. So then, you know, I'll take the yes and turn it into yeah, but.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but and what I was learning in improv, actually, it's interesting that this stuff I haven't really gotten from my class. I have gone and done my own research and talked to a lot of people, and the teacher, unfortunately, isn't at this level, doesn't take it to where we're talking about it. But that's why you and I are here, right?
Yes, sir.
But so the question thing is so great because it says – questions are actually a form of blocking, and questions force our partners or our the people out there that we're working with to fill in the information when it's not their job.
I've heard questioning is the ego's work.
Oh, that's the devil's work right there.
There you go.
Hal, you know, we could talk about that for a long time, but I want to get into a little bit of you. Well, this is all of you, actually. It just so is. First of all, you have a show where you talk about all this, and it's an honor having you here, because listening to your show and the guests that you have, and I know how busy you are between the work that you do in the business world and your show and all that, and here you are with us sharing this time. It's an honor. And in what's inherent in you is that you were in the business world and you were living a life, a beautiful life by any stretch of the imagination. And yet there was something, what would you say, unfulfilled? What would you say?
To be learned yet.
Ooh, better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so you left a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I had a dream life, Filippo. I mean, from the time I was born until the time I was in my early 40s, everything came easily because I didn't realize, but I was learning to master the material world and allowing my ego to see what it could do and how far it would go. And then one day, everything that I thought was important was pulled out from under me. And then maybe because I think spirit on some level knew that if they left me anything, I would make it successful. So I basically started over, and I moved into an introspective period for 2.5 years. I began finding out who I am, what are my patterns, what needs for forgiveness within me have I not explored, and why do I keep inviting and visiting these same old patterns that I could not get rid of, and they kept coming back quicker and quicker because I had not, had not mastered them. And I thought that I would stay in the world of helping people in the spiritual way. And I got in my own way again, and there was a divine plan that I didn't understand. But it was a miracle that I was actually brought back to where I've always been, but with a higher awareness now of who I am, how I move, how I stand in my own light, and to let my heart now do the work that my ego and the material world was working before. And it's been such a blessing, Filippo. And Mark, I know you've been there too. It's just, what I'm finding now is that this call back, our generation were the ones who came and questioned and began to tear down. We're turning things over to a generation who are here to rebuild and get rid of that which is not true or doesn't have integrity. It's almost like we've invited back the founders of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. These brilliant young people have come in now with this very high awareness, and they don't get our world at all. We label them ADD and everything else, but these are brilliant people whose minds are very different than what we're used to. But I'm so enjoying being around these 20 and 30-year-old young minds now, where I have a new awareness. And when we sit in and put together ideas for companies, the first things we do is say, is this true?
Mm.
Does it have integrity? Mm. Does it have authenticity? Is it aligned with our hearts? Will consumers see that it's true? And in that, they will buy, but not in some made-up jargon or whatever we're going to create that brands things. There's a new branding of truth now that I think we're going to see universally. And is it meaningful? Is it beneficial? Does it support life? Or does it harm in any way? These are the questions now as we begin to lead brainstormings that really help these companies put out a product that has authenticity that people will spark to because it's aligned with where we're all going. I would have never done that 20 years ago. I couldn't have gotten there by myself that way. But I had to break away to go see all that.
Right, and then come back. And in a sense, you've come full circle, but you're at a whole other plane, as if you spiraled up.
Yes, thank you.
You know, it's interesting, this analogy has come to mind. While you were saying this, I was picturing some of the actors of a time before when movies first came around, and the acting was what we would call today over-dramatized, mm-hmm. and people would say, well, that's swell. Mm-hmm. And then there'd be a big pause, and why you... And there'd be a big pause. And I, today we would look at that and say, oh, I can't watch this, you know? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if these minds that you're talking about look at some of the way we've been thinking up until now as if yeah. it's that kind of acting. It's, are you really mm-hmm. thinking that way? Are you really acting that way right now?
Right. I think you're right, Filippo. I do. We have the opportunity to share hearts, to shape minds. And that, to allow people to participate without fear of judgment in meetings, to speak what's true for them and know they're going to be supported by management as they begin to say what's true to their hearts, and to know that if it's true for them, it's got to be true, you know, there has to be a resonance within that. And all the old paradigms are falling. And, you know, they came to knock those down, but I think they still need the encouragement by the old guard that lets them know it's okay to be who they are, to be true to what they came to be, because they're very different than us. It's very different.
You know, one of the things that I find very special about you, and that I'm finding special people like yourself out there. You're a little older than I am, but considerably mm-hmm. older than some of the kids you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And what I'm noticing is that sometimes great ideas need a structure behind them, mm-hmm. and sometimes the structure, like not everybody is like you, and I think there is a potential for more people to be like you, and that's my hope and trust, is that, yes, some of us are of an older generation. I'm of an older generation of the kids that you're talking about. You're of an older generation than mine, but if we take all that we've learned about how things work structurally, mm-hmm. then these new ideas that can come in can build upon the foundation that is here. Mm-hmm. But if we don't allow that, then everything falls.
Yes.
And they need us as much as we need them.
Exactly. And that I'll touch on numerology for just half a second. Three is the number of expression and creativity. And four is the number of structure and order and law. The four has to exist to allow the three to really be safe and be tethered so that its ideas can grow into something of monumental opportunity. So, you know, we're the tethers. We're the structure that lets these new creative minds come in, you know, unashamedly, completely who they are, think the way they need to think, but to give it a little bit of direction so that those ideas can really catch on with corporations, which are very structured and very organized. So, you know, it's teaching them to work within a structure, because you cannot create in chaos. You have to have an organization and a structure. And four, you know, the number four really gives that structure, the foundation, the four, you know, north, south, east, west, you know, it binds everything.
Right. You know, what I like about what we're talking about here, and I've never really thought of this, and that is, for example, in our organization, between Dorothy Donahue, Mark Leisure, mm-hmm. and myself at Life Changes, Dorothy, thankfully, can be can go out into the spirit world and see all kinds of things and all that, and she can bring it back. If we just let her fly, then mm-hmm. then we wouldn't have a grounded structure here. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and Mark has been he understands all that, but he's very business oriented, and we want him to be that because mm-hmm. he could let us fly, but at some point he can say, okay, now this is where we need to pull back. And the important thing here is that if you know you have a partner that is going to tell you when he or she thinks that it's a little bit too far or it's not time, then you can just soar. You know, you just fly mm-hmm. with your ideas. Just know that right. if it's not going to be in balance, you're going to have somebody else pull you back and vice versa.
And something fun that we did a couple of years back, Filippo, was the day that we're born carries a very concentrated gift that someone brings with them into this lifetime. By their own deliberate choosing, they asked to bring that back with them. And I went through a whole organization and looked at everybody's concentrated gift and aligned them with how it would best serve the company to put that gift to use and find out if they were using it or not.
Wow.
And it brought so much satisfaction, and it moved people into some new stuff because there was joy in productivity now because it was aligned with their truth and their gift versus being told what to do and how to learn it from someone else. So, you know, there's so many new things that we're being brought to show who we are, how we work, what our gifts are, and how we move with passion into service from our highest purpose.
Mm. And yet, talk about coming full circle. Mm-hmm. This is not new because the Aborigines and the originals people, mm-hmm. Original peoples in this country, they knew this stuff and they mm-hmm. encouraged each one to find what their passion is and to bring that forth. And I think it's interesting that we have come full circle there too, except mm-hmm. at a whole other level, because certainly those, as a people, they also had something to learn.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
I'd like to think we learned it. And if we haven't learned it, then we have Hal here with us today who's going to teach us. And Hal will be right back mm-hmm. with so much more information. But before we go, I want to let everybody know that Hal has his own show, and it's called Miracles by Design. And to learn more about him, you can go to halprice.org. That's HALPRICE.org. He also teaches courses and does all kinds of things. Learn more about him at halprice.org and, of course, at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or on the lifechangesnetwork.com. We will be right back with Hal Price right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Hal Price, who is a spiritual marketer and a radio host of his own show called Miracles by Design. And we are talking about higher purpose in business, heart in business, bringing heart and higher awareness to the business world. That's something that Hal does. Now, Hal, before the break, we were talking about you doing numerology on some of the people that worked within the corporate company that you work with now. I'm trying to picture what that'll look like. That you walked into this corporate office one day wearing some kind of a muumuu or prophet's, you know, and you had your sage in one hand and your stick is your scepter of some sort in the other hand, and you said, "I summons the power," and no.
No.
How did one?
No, I had actually been with the company that I did this with for about 2 years. I had been taking people out to lunch just to talk to them personally about their gifts and their passions, and just began to subtly introduce them to some higher insight that, you know, we come here with very special gifts and with lessons that we've come to learn, and every person that we invite into our lives as a teacher of some kind to help us grow. And it was just an opportunity to begin to see how people were being aligned with their gifts. And actually, later on, I was asked after I had left that company, and the company tripled its business. Mm. People changed what they were doing and began new divisions for the company, that we had new services that we'd never had before. But a dear friend of mine that had known that I'd done this for some time asked me to run a workshop for them. And instead of putting their names on their tags, I put their numbers on them. And I'd talk to them about what their gifts were and how they could be put into higher service. And it was just a lot of fun to be able to see that, because it's just, you know, when you can connect people and they know it's true, they know there's a part of them that's yearning to do something different, but they feel stuck in systems sometimes. Mm. Where they take a job, they're too young to say, "I really want to do this, I really want to do this," and they're like, "You're not ready to do that." But, you know, the truth is they are. It's how they're going to learn and walk through life. But, you know, it's interesting. I've been deliciously taken exactly where I was supposed to be. I didn't know how it was all going to cume together with the learnings or the classes or the teachings or the readings that I was doing. But I took a class, Filippo, probably 2007, called Conscious Language. It's the language of now. It is the language of only here. It's it was taught by Dr. Robert Tennyson Stevens, and it was a 2 week class I took in the mountains of North Carolina. And he went and studied with the Hopis about 10 years ago and came back and realized that their language is so fully present. And that is a language that is actionable and true. And, you know, when we say ask and you shall receive, if you're not asking properly, you know, maybe you're not getting it the way you'd like to. Mm. And the words that I began to share with people from a living language is, if you'll just use these four or five words: I am, I have, I enjoy, I create, I am thankful. Those words are alive, and they invoke, with the I am presence, action to be happening. And what I began to tell people was that through our breath, through the Holy Spirit, which lives in our lungs and comes through our heart and resonates through our vocal cords and, you know, bends and shapes light into a frequency to be made matter in the material world. If you can slow down just enough during these what seems to be chaotic times, we're really learning to manifest right now. But if you can slow down just long enough to say, with this breath and with these thoughts, what am I about to create? Is it from love or is it from fear? Is it from my ego or is it from my heart?
Okay, very good.
Okay. I think I'm here, right?
Okay, you're back.
Okay. I have no idea where I left off, but it was really good.
You know what? I think you went into the spirit world and came back with new information happening live as you hear on Life Changes with Filippo.
All I was really saying was, with each breath, we are consciously creating. Sometimes we're unconsciously creating, but we have the opportunity to slow down just enough to say in this moment, what am I about to create with my thoughts and my words? Is it from a higher place?
Mm.
If we can just slow down just enough, and everything's coming at us so fast. I think I told you, I studied the Mayans and the Mayan calendar and all the work that's been coming up for 2012 for about 5 years in advance of this stuff. And just to see that we're in a period where technology has advanced so much and change is happening so quickly and all of our lessons are coming to us almost simultaneously, we are conscious co-creators right now. It is time to slow down and to connect with ourselves and to allow our heart to do the work. And I say our ascension may be our heart over our mind. It's time for us to really allow that heart to work and to really manifest a much better world for ourselves. So,
you know how I'm sitting here laughing?
Right.
I'll tell you why. Because this is a businessman talking. I mean, you work with some of the biggest companies in the world.
Right.
And this is definitely a new world. This is exciting. Let me repeat your words, actually, because they were so important. And then I have a question. Hal
sure.
said, I am, I have, I enjoy, I create, and I am thankful. And with these words, through our breath and our thoughts that we are creating in this moment. So you were inviting us to stop and think. And, mm-hmm. and then you said that the Holy Spirit works, through us. And I love those words and I have no problem with them.
Yeah.
But for people who have old limiting beliefs
sure.
potentially about those words, what words mm-hmm. would you substitute for Holy Spirit?
I would say it's a divine higher part of ourselves.
Okay.
It is, there's so many ways to call it. It is a Christ consciousness. It is our living breath. It is the breath of our being. It is who we are. Without our breath, we're nothing. Mm-hmm. And our breath, when we say it matters, it's exactly what it is. Our breath and our words send out into the unseen an invitation to come back into matter, to come into matter, to materialize. That's what it means.
Mm.
We, by our deliberate thoughts, create our experience and our lessons to grow.
Mm. You know how we at Life Changes have the pleasure that we've started to work together in a business mm-hmm. sense. And what's interesting about our business conversations is they sound a lot like this, which is why we wanted this to be on air for other people to hear how this really goes down and how yeah. business can be done with this kind of conversation. But one of the things that I really love about doing business with you so far is that, you know, I'll start something and, you know, halfway through you'll say, I understand. And I haven't even gotten my thought yet out. And the first couple times I stopped and I said, you know, I just kept going because no one usually means they understand when they say mm-hmm. that. You yes. understand. So we are talking on another level.
We are all connected at the heart. And when we allow everything else to be dropped, any pretense, any presupposition or anything else, and just to feel your intent, mm. that's when I understand.
Mm. Mm.
It's a heart connection. Mm. And it can be billions of miles away. But we all have that ability.
We'll talk about bringing heart and higher awareness to the business world. We connected through Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you're going to get Hal as soon as you all connect. And mm-hmm. what you said within the first couple minutes is that in this call, we we just wanted to make a heart connection.
Yes.
And right away, I remembered when Lee Heffernan was actually sitting across the table from Mark and I when he said those words. He says, "You're going to love Hal when you connect with him." Mm-hmm. And I just assumed, well, we connect on the phone.
Right.
He knowing you was mm-hmm. going there. So first of all, mm-hmm. I want to thank Lee Heffernan for bringing you into our lives. Mm-hmm. And secondly, can you elaborate on that? I just want to make a heart connection.
Well, it's we have these chords. We have these memory, these shared memories. We have these beautiful souls that have come back and embodied, and we know each other. We know each other. And the opportunity to drop everything and to just feel. I think when Mark did his introduction, you know, it's about feeling like you've never felt before.
Mm.
This is what you're opening up through your network, through your connections. You are inviting those people who carry a frequency of looking to be the tipping point for love over fear, to assemble, to drop all pretense, to allow themselves to be drawn together to be a change, to be their change, and to collectively be the change that we all promised ourselves that we would take on in this lifetime. I say, by our deliberate choosing, we invited ourselves to be here for this time on this planet to make this transformative shift in consciousness. And we're going to do it. And this is the heart connection. It's the work of the heart.
Mm. You speak of my language.
That was improv. when you get out of your way and allow your heart to come forth, it will speak its truth. It will be authentic. And you know, we're hearing a lot of stuff now about the Akashic Records and tapping into all that is and the higher wisdom. Our heart knows everything, Filippo. You know that. And that's that connection that we're sensing, that we're building, and that your network, that you and Dorothy and Mark are so committed to because you get it. You are the way showers. This is what we all came to do. But some people said, let me walk that walk first and show people how to get here. And, you know, thank you and your team for the courage it takes. It's just like standing up and doing improv. It's going somewhere where you know how to get there intuitively, but it takes a little courage to walk it every day and to know what it's supposed to look like and trust that where you're going is right on target for where you're supposed to be guiding people, always.
Mm. Hal, thank you so much for helping us walk this walk and walking it with us and helping us show the way and actually in so many ways already helping shed light on the way so that we can help others and connect with others that we have come here to connect with. Mm. So I want to say I'm so glad we connected, and again I'm grateful to Hal, but I mean to Lee Heffernan and to Mark and to other people that made this connection happen. But on the other hand, it almost seems in what you're saying that it was inevitable, and I couldn't fuck it up.
That's exactly right. If we get out of our way and follow our heart, we will be divinely and deliciously led exactly where the plan was written for us to go. We can't get off course too hard, too far. We will be led there. We always will be.
Well, yeah. I have a feeling now that you're here, there's no way we're going to get off course, that we are on course and we're going to fly together. And how this has been very special, and for reasons that we'll talk about another time, on air or off air, I'll share with you even more why. But for now, thank you so much for being our guest tonight and for sharing these words of wisdom.
Thank you for your commitment to love and for Mark's commitment to bring his wisdom and knowledge into a world where we can make some sense and make things a whole lot better. And Dorothy's spiritual guidance. You guys are an awesome team.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being a part of it. Now, we're going to break to a commercial, and you're welcome to stay on and hear. Mark and I are going to talk about you in our producer's wrap right after.
Okay.
So we'll be right back right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and we have been talking to Hal Price, and now we're talking to our producer, Mark LeJour. And Mark, throughout the whole conversation with Hal, I had a phrase going through my head that you like to say, and I didn't want to steal your thunder because I knew you were going to say it, so go ahead, say it.
Think less, feel more.
Yes.
That, yes. That was, you know, that's a lot of the underneath the energy of a lot of what Hal has to say and who he is and what he does and what we're doing together. Interesting, I was watching just today a video about the science behind some of this change and the science behind the movement and meaning what is this heart-centered living. And, you know, what we're now capturing today is simply validating what the ancients knew. You know, Hal was talking about the Hopis, and you know, the belief systems and the way they lived in a connected way, and the heart, the heart centered thinking and the heart centered communication actually happens first. We, you know, we were kind of trained, and I grew up at least, to believe that the brain processes first. But what we're learning is the heart processes first. And more importantly, it is exponentially more powerful in both its emission of energy and its emission of magnetics. Mm. 500 times, actually, that of the brain is the output on an electromagnetic basis from the heart. And this all happens before the brain has a chance to process what the heart is in essence, exchanging in terms of light and information.
Mm. Mark, do you remember we had a guest on the show that was telling us how far at this point science has measured that heart electromagnetic energy field? And last I remember was 30 feet, but then I remember a guest telling us it was so much more. Do you remember what that was?
I don't recall what the exact amount was, and I know that the Institute of Noetic Science have been doing a lot of studies around this as well. In fact, they talk a little bit about this in the Living Matrix, but I don't remember exactly what that measurement was.
But even if it were just 30 feet, the point that I want to make is that technically then 60 feet away from each other, two people can already be connecting through their energy field at the very least 60 feet away, so that when they actually approach each other at a party or whatever, they could actually feel like they already know this person. Their energy field has already been interacting for many feet before they reached each other.
Well, this is the irony. I think most people will acknowledge on one hand that they do this, or if you point it out, we'll embrace that. But then the idea of living that way and using it in other instances somehow is difficult to comprehend or to accept. You know, everybody knows what it's like when they've gotten on that elevator and they're with a person, and for no reason do, they get the chills or the willies or the, you know, something doesn't feel right. Or, you know, there's an energetic response. Or just meeting somebody for the first time, you just feel drawn to them or like you've known each other forever. That's because you're exchanging information and seeing them on a whole different level. And although, you know, people kind of write that off almost as coincidence, just like, you know, the ESP when you think of somebody and they happen to call you on the phone.
You know, that's interesting, actually, because you're right. It is inherent in our language, though we don't really acknowledge it in this way. When, like all the examples that you gave and like examples of people saying after they meet, I noticed you from across the room or I felt you from across the room. You know, sometimes we really can't see anybody, but you do notice them or you do feel them. And that's probably exactly what's going on. It's funny how we talk that way, but we don't really know what we're saying sometimes.
Yeah, very, very true. And I think this is part of what we're talking about with the show, and what Hal does and is talking about is a need to reprogram. You know, all of this exists. We're just learning how to use it again. You know, I was thinking of the Native Americans while Hal was talking, and the irony. You know, here we in the Western world have gotten so distant from the practices that are so core to the way many Aboriginal and Native peoples live. For example, the rain dance. When you dissect that and you think about that, and then you go to what quantum science is saying and what science in general is now proving, what we're able to measure, the idea of thought, manifestation, movement, frequency. And you put all of this together, which is obviously empowering, is the energizing of your body, the raising of your vibratory level, the intent of the mind and picturing what you're looking for. And it's no wonder that they were actually able to call in rain at times when it didn't appear to be possible. It's because of true science, you know, proves that they just knew a heck of a lot more than we have. And we're the ones waking up to it now.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about something similar to that today. I wonder if this is just part of the human experience up until this point, that certain things are said to us that are right and are true, but we don't believe them because we're too arrogant or we don't have a basis to believe them. Like, for example, I was thinking about that today as I was thinking about the improv class that I'm going to be heading to in just a few minutes, or the show rather, and that everything that I've really learned about improv has been on my own through my research on the internet. The class has been pretty much an exercise and a opening up of the opportunity for me to learn more. And I've gone and learned more on my own. And my father used to say to me when I would do my homework and stop and want to watch TV, he used to say, "Go study." And I'd say, "I already did my homework." And he'd say, "Well, but you didn't learn." And I said, "I did what the teacher told me." And he'd say, "The teacher only opens the door. Your homework only opens the door. You have to walk through it and go and explore." And that's exactly what I've been doing with the improv class. And he was right then. I just didn't want to listen, or I just didn't think he was right, or I was just arrogant.
Well, the arrogant part's for a whole different show. but it's true, and it's so much of our the way we exchange information and how we're trying to improv our lives is about what we're willing to hear and when we're willing to hear it, or when we're willing to listen and feel as opposed to think and say.
Right. And like Hal said, sometimes the things that we say no to are exactly the things that are right for us or that we have to do. Like, I had to be a porcupine. And I'm going to have to be a porcupine here in a few minutes, or whatever my scene partner selects for me if she ends up or whoever goes up first. And I'm learning how to say yes, and I look forward to that.
Indeed. Break a leg and don't be too prickly.
And with that, I say yes, I've enjoyed this show, and I look forward to many more shows together here at Life Changes with Filippo. I, along with our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Lejour, and our engineer today, Don Newson, thank you for being part of this show and part of the positive change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. Change the world. Now's the time.